Hot Springs Village Inside Out is a closer look at the greatness of Hot Springs Village, Arkansas, and the surrounding areas, people, places, experiences. Hot Springs Village is one of the most beautiful places on earth. Join me, Randy Cantrell, and my co-host Dennis Simpson as we engage in weekly conversations to explore Hot Springs Village Inside Out. Today's show is brought to you by Central Arkansas's favorite radio station, KVRE. Find them on the dial at 92.9 FM. Stream them live at kvre.com. RE/MAX of Hot Springs Village. The award-winning RE/MAX of Hot Springs Village is the largest real estate office inside the village with over 30 full-time agents and support staff. Visit them to learn more about this beautiful place to solve your real estate needs. Call them today at 1-800-364-9007. Find them online at explorehsv.com. They are RE/MAX of Hot Springs Village at 1-800-364-9007 or online at explorehsv.com. Ike Eisenhower State Farm. Ike and his award-winning team have been serving the insurance needs of folks all around Hot Springs Village since 1998. Ike has qualified for State Farm's President's Club, Chairman's Circle, and Hot Springs Village Insurance Agent of the Year. Call Ike Eisenhower State Farm today at 501-984-4100. That's 501-984-4100. Find them online at IkeEisenhower.net. Call them today for all your insurance needs because, like a good neighbor, Ike Eisenhower State Farm is there.
Here with the friends of the Coronado Center, Miss Lynn on the right and Miss Sunny on the left. How are y'all this morning?
Good. How are you?
Well, technologically challenged, but other than that, apparently tongue challenged too. It's been a rough morning. You know what I mean? This whole big yellow thing in the sky has thrown me off. I'm telling you, this whole gray thing. I thought we were there for a while, right?
Right. Exactly.
So, Lynn, just quick question: what's a good thing today to do on a rainy Monday as it was yesterday, when you think, you know, I think I just want to go down by the lake and get a book? Where would you go, Lynn?
I'd go to the Coronado Center Library.
We have a library?
We do. We have a library, and it's a nice library.
You know, it's funny, and I wanted to tell you all this before. I should have mentioned it's going to be right at 30 years ago. I've been doing this for 31 years. 30 years ago, I went and worked with the Saline County Library. And one of the ladies there at that time was a passionate devotee of the Coronado Library right there beside the fitness center, which, if nobody knows, there's the Coronado Center. And just to the end of that, closest to the lake, is the Coronado Library. Behind that is the Coronado Fitness Center. But she was such a proponent for that. So I knew that we had a library for a very long time. But how long has it been going on, Miss Sunny? When did we get this started?
I believe that that was one of the first buildings that were built when they were building this wonderful village that we live in. I moved here in March of 2020, so I didn't find out about it until then. But as soon as COVID lifted and they were looking for volunteers, I signed up.
Now, volunteers seems to be one of the key words here, right? So we have an event coming up, but now the association that you work with, and well, both of you, Lynn, you're a volunteer, and Sunny, you're the president, is the Friends of the Coronado Center Library. Is that correct?
So there's a difference. The library is actually funded by the POA, and they receive a certain amount of a budget each year. And frequently that doesn't get us where we want to be. And so the Friends of the Coronado Center Library actually supports the endeavors of the library. So we've been buying the magazines. We've been buying large print books. We provide the inkjet for the printer that we bought for them. There's just a whole number of ways in which we're able to help support the library.
And just in case I'm confused, tell me, have y'all ever worked at a library that's been overfunded? Because I don't think that's not a thing, is it? No.
As a matter of fact, Garland County Library and Saline County Library both are really expanding the type of programs they have, because they're looking at ways to get more things in the library for the same amount of money.
I've actually spoken at the Garland County Library. We had a series on cyber fraud and wonderful attendance. I mean, if you haven't been, layperson, if you haven't been, give you the 5 mile high here. If you haven't been to any of the county libraries or the Coronado Library, it's amazing the resources that we have. Now, there is a small penalty fee. Is that correct, Lynn?
Yes, there is. If you want to purchase a library card, the POA requires that you pay $21 for an individual library card, $33 if you would like a family card. You can get a super senior if you're 80 till 89, that one is $11. And if you're 90 years old and over, it's free.
I got to tell Randy, he's going to get on the 80 plus thing. He can't wait to get him an $11 card. He's going to shoot me. Yeah. Anyway, no, what I was getting at was, is that, and let me be frank, that's per year, right?
Yes, that is per year.
Okay.
And the best thing to do is to go to the library. You can pay when you pay for your other amenities through the POA. But really, the best thing to do is to go to the library and talk to them and find out what's the best way for you to get a library card.
Okay, I've got two other places I want to go real quick. We're going to talk about the Trivia Night. Did you see what I did there? We're going to talk about the Trivia Night, and that is your fundraiser, which is a fantastic idea. I was invited last year to work with the with Clara at the Hot Springs Village Community Foundation, but I was out of town and I wanted to come. You know, I'm good on trivia right up until they say, okay, modern music. And I'm like, you mean like within the last 30 years? Cause I don't, I don't know who Jay-Z is. That's anyway, but we're going to have a fundraiser. And I always wanted to ask, because the village is so unique, what's the children's section like in the village library?
We do have a children's section. It has quite a few books. It has puzzles and it has games as well for children. And we do have a young adult section as well. It's not as large as many other libraries would have, but we also don't have the number. In addition, one of the things that the Friends of the Coronado Center Library does is we supply the library with materials and snacks for a summer program for children.
Really? How cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I personally think I appreciate the fact that I picked great parents because I think I have pretty good genes, but I do have one little failing area. And that is as every man in the village who's over 50, I've lost a lot of high frequency hearing. And I was reading an article in the Wall Street Journal the other day, and they were talking about how that leads to a sense of aloneness. If you have a real hearing loss, that it can be very distancing between you and other people. I'm thinking more about the large print books that you have. I think a lot of times when we have a vision impairment and it's significantly profound, sometimes we end up kind of being closed off. Is that fair, Sunny?
I think that's tremendously fair. And one of the things I love about the library, and I also volunteer there, it's considered a recreational library is what they call it. You can come in, people come in after they play the game of tennis and they talk and they chat and they turn in their old books and they get their new books. And somebody comes in every morning and does the trivia on the iPad that's there, and we all join in, whoever's there. And it's a really great place to just come and meet. It's to me, it's more of a community center. It's like a library within the community center is how it feels like to me.
There's talking in the library? Are you crazy?
Yes, and we even break out in songs sometimes.
Wild and crazy villagers in the library. Film at 10. Be there.
I think the loudest people in the library probably are the volunteers.
Yeah.
And I did want to mention that we have over 30 volunteers for the library.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the person that's never set foot in the door, and it's a relatively big space, how many books do you have, volumes, et cetera? Give me some of the stats or something.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not even sure I know
you
that.
You know, we just did an inventory, and I wasn't there when they completed it. So I don't know what number they came up with. But we do have, in addition to the regular library books, we do have some free services that people can avail without paying for a library card. And one of those is a large selection of paperback books. And we also have puzzles that are free for checkout. You don't need a library card for those.
And you can come in and use the computer there as well and just print something out for a nominal fee and take it to UPS store and mail off your package or whatever you need there.
So it sounds like it's like having a friend with lots of books, right?
Exactly.
And lots of resources, if you know what I mean. Well, so I brought this up earlier, but I'm going to ask you, ladies, the etymology of the word trivia. Do you have any idea? People always say, well, I'm good at trivia. I say, okay, well, what's the word trivia mean? And they're like,
And that's me.
Any ideas?
I don't
actually, no.
How about
you said trivia earlier?
Latin in the Roman times, where three roads came together, they would tack up the news: Christians slaughtered at lunch, be there, you know. And that was the trivia. The news was at the three-way stop where all three roads came together. They would tack up the news. I'll give you another one later here. But the trivia is what we're going to discuss next. How do we raise money doing this, huh?
Go ahead.
Well, our trivia night, we have tables of eight, and it's $100 for a table of eight. We also have individual tables. You can pay to be on an individual table for $15. Although this time around, for March 12th, we have two tables that have been donated. So if you want to try it out, but you don't have eight friends that want to do it with you, or you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of eight friends, you can contact the library or come into the library and sign up for that table, and it won't cost you anything.
Well, how about that? Okay, that's as good as it gets. Can I ask who sponsored the two tables?
One of them is always anonymous, and the other I'll just mention was one of the three part-time librarians.
Oh, how sweet. But, you know, honestly, I get it, because you know, you got to have exactly eight friends or you're underutilizing your facilities. What, $12.50 a person? Pretty reasonable, people.
Yes.
But, you know, you only get six people. You have a shallower pool to work from, right? When it comes to those hard questions.
That's correct.
And not only that, but I think it's a really great way to meet new people. So if you're new to the village and you don't have a lot of connections yet, hey, come on down and meet new people and try your hand at trivia and have a fun time. It's so fun. It's like, we call it tailgate trivia because we get a theme going. And this time it's going to be, trivia with my gnomies. And I had no idea that gnomes, you know, those little garden things, I had no idea they were such a big thing right now. But it's going to be really fun. You can dress up, you can dress your table up, and we give a two bottles of champagne to the best dressed table, so to speak. And we just have a really good time.
I was thinking mathematics, like binomials. And I'm like, well, no. That's not what they had in mind, I don't think. Not that I know much about binomials. I just know the word. How about that? What day is this? What day are we going to go have some fun?
It's March 12th, and the tailgating is going to start being judged at 5:30, and our contest is going to begin at exactly 6 o'clock.
You can come as early as 5 o'clock, and the doors will be open. People bring in their food. They have a spread. They put it on and they just have a really great time. So, you know, you're with your best seven buddies and you're going to have a great time and, you know, challenge the little gray cells a little bit.
I got it. Now, two things. When you say tailgate trivia, I'm envisioning adult beverages, but also when you make that note, I'm like, hang on. So we got tailgate trivia. And I don't know if you know, but in the village, if you say at 5 o'clock, there will be somebody standing there at 4:45 wondering why you're late.
Yes,
that is
correct.
We know that happens every time.
Yeah.
And speaking of imbibing, the bar at the Coronado Center is open for purchase. You can bring in non-alcoholic drinks, but you cannot bring in your own alcoholic drinks.
But if we buy the alcoholic drinks at the bar, we can walk down the Coronado Center back into the library, right?
Well, the library is not open during trivia.
We're going to be in
the Coronado Center.
Oh, I'm foolish. I'm sorry. So it's in the... Oh, I'm sorry. How many tables do you usually set up?
The first time that we did it, we had 26 tables, and that, and there you can fit 30. That's all you can fit. All you can fit is 30 into the auditorium there. So we're looking to, you know, let's see if we can outdo ourselves and get 27 tables.
Well, it sounds like it were time to buy our tickets like today.
Because, yes, today would be good.
Are they available at HSV Ticket Sales, or do we go to the library?
You need to go to the library to pick up your registration form and fill it out. But it is also available on the website for Focal, which is CoronadoCenterLibrary.com.
CoronadoLibraryCenter.com, not .org. CoronadoLibraryCenter.com, right?
It's the Coronado.
Sorry,
we are so technical.
You don't work there. Does anybody? Is there somebody here that works? Could you look back in and see if there's?
It's CoronadoLibrary.com.
Coronado Library. Yes.
Yeah.
And, I've given you enough grief. We'll have it put under the show notes. We'll put it in the bottom of the show. I'm sorry.
Oh,
you were saying.
You.
I'm sorry.
You can reach it through explorethevillage.com.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can go through the Village website too if we want to.
Yes.
And that's March 12th at what time?
5 o'clock is when we open for them to come in and bring their food and their decorations and get set for their tailgating. And then
so
at
everybody
6 o'clock,
can decorate their own table. Is that right?
Everybody, yes. Everybody decorates their own tables and they're judged, and we award 2 bottles of champagne to the winning spread, the winning table. Hmm. And I'd love to see a bunch of people dressed up like gnomes, you know?
Hang on, you can't see my little guy. I've got one right back here on the back. I've got a little yellow one back here.
Okay.
Yeah, they are super fan. They're trendy. And you know me. I've always been trending. This whole ball thing. I've got this. This is I'm trending. March the 12th, 5 o'clock. Come, go and buy your table first, but we can go to Coronado Center and do that. If those of you that don't know, because I've got to do the 5 mile high view real quick, relatively in the smack dab middle of the Village on the west end of Lake Coronado is the Coronado Fitness Center, the Coronado Tennis Center, the Coronado Townhouses. There's a bunch of townhouses around there. Very nice. And then there's the Coronado Center. And at the end of that, as you're looking at it, closest to the lake, right beside the helipad. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Right beside the helipad, which you typically don't want to go to the helipad because they're going to carry you to some hospital somewhere, right?
Right.
But the building closest to the helipad there on the lake, and I know right now I'm hearing some people say, we have a helipad? Yeah, we have a helipad. And but the building closest to the helipad, closest to the lake, just go in and say hi. Or what are the hours that y'all are open Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, we're open 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. And Saturday, they're open 9 a.m. till noon.
Okay. I hope I can swing by. You know, maybe I know somebody needs to donate a table for this. How about that?
We would love it.
Sure, we'll take it.
Well, I'd love to. It's a wonderful cause. As in the Village, there are that's the only problem in the Village. There are so many worthwhile causes that it can get kind of diluted. But hey, you're not going to get me to pass on a library at any time. My lovely wife, we'll go to a city and she looks up two things: museums near me, libraries near me. I'm like, we are such nerds, man. But we're fun nerds because we imbibe too. See, yeah.
Well, you'd be right at home there.
Yes.
We have a lot of, we've been trying some new categories. And so last time we tried 2 music categories where we played audio clips and you had to come up with the name of the song. And we're doing that again. I have to tell you, we heard loud and clear that people did not like classical music as a category. But we did rock and roll, and they liked that. They were bebopping in their seats. and so we're taking that as a cue. And we also have to admit that we know we went really long, and we're making some changes to make sure that the evening is just the kind of length of evening you want so you can get home at a reasonable hour.
Truncated, right?
Yes. I also would like to mention that for the first time ever, we're actually having a sponsorship for our trivia night, and that is Trademark Realty.
Trademark Realty, Miss Lori and Ken, great for them. I'm happy to hear that. I want to make one other note real quick. I think y'all probably know this, but do you know what happens March the 10th?
The Ides of March.
Daylight savings time.
Oh, there we go.
Your sunset.
Well, good, then they'll have a longer evening. It'll be lighter later, and they can stay longer.
Exactly.
And have fun.
March the 10th sunset is at 7:11. Not like I'm counting or anything, or anticipating spring and more longer days, but yeah. Diane and I will always wonder, well, why can't we just do this whole daylight savings time all year round? I'm okay. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, doesn't bother me. Anyway, Hot Springs Village Inside Out. I'm Dennis. She's Lynn. She's Miss Sunny. We will see you at the trivia contest. Thanks again,
Great.
Ladies.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching and listening to Hot Springs Village Inside Out, a weekly podcast starring Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Visit the website at hotspringsvillageinsideout.com.